Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help our clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. Our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. We've talked about a whole slew of topics, and hopefully you've been able to catch at least some of them, and we'll try to always have something new and relevant to help learn about a different angle with franchise ownership. Today's topic, we're actually going to talk to a relatively small subset of the population. But it's a subset of the population that has everything it takes to become a great franchise owner. And there are numerous examples throughout franchising of folks with this background that have come in and just knocked it out of the park. So the group we want to talk to actually today are former athletes and coaches. So if at any point in your life you played highly competitive sports, especially if you played collegiately or even professionally, we're definitely talking to you. And we're also talking to those who have coached at these levels, or actually if you are still coaching. We have a very simple, basic question for you. Are you looking for a fulfilling life and career after sports? We know how much of a drop that can be from playing sports at those levels and coaching them at those levels to kind of coming back into the real world. I made that transition. It's not easy. It's not fun. So I certainly understand that. So what can you do? And we have a potential answer for you, and it's franchise ownership. I guess since that's what we do, that shouldn't be a big surprise. And you may ask, what does franchise ownership have in common with being an athlete or a coach? I am so glad you just asked that question. In the spirit of sports, let's give you a little recruiting pitch to help you see the answer. So as someone like yourself who has been involved in high-level athletics, whether as a coach, an athlete, or both, here are some things that I feel I can confidently say about you. You have a tremendous work ethic, a work ethic that can seem somewhat commonplace in the sports world. It is not always prevalent outside of it. You are driven, determined to succeed, and willing to do whatever it's going to take to win. You understand the importance of a strong game plan and know that following it will lead to success. You can be both a great leader and a great teammate, and you are fiercely competitive. So if you hear those things and you're nodding up and down, then we're on the right track. Now we know we're talking to the right person. So let's explore what franchisors look for in an owner. Franchisors want someone who knows the importance of a great game plan and then can implement it and execute it. They want somebody with a great work ethic, driven to succeed, and who does not need to be micromanaged. They want someone who is teachable, but they also want somebody who can then teach others. They want somebody who is a natural leader and knows how to represent a brand, and someone who can thrive in a competitive landscape. Now, does that sound like they might be looking for you based on those things? So maybe that can kind of help give you a little taste as to how franchise ownership can be a great match for former athletes and for coaches. So how can Fran Coach help you? Well, first of all, we're going to help build your ideal business model and owner role. There are going to be so many similarities to what you've done, both as an athlete and honestly, even probably a little bit more so as a coach, of a leader of a team. Being the face of the business, being able to be in the community, again, representing your brand, again, both athlete or coach, your school, your team, right? So wearing that on your shirt with pride. Definitely look and help you kind of build out what that business model and owner role should look like. We're then going to connect you with the franchisors that could be the best potential match for your skills, your goals, your core values, who understand you and what you want to accomplish, and have that kind of support structure in place. Then we're going to help you through the vetting process, not unlike the recruiting process. We're going to help you do this in order to help you find the franchise that is your perfect match. We're also going to assist you in finding the funding option for your new franchise. I'm going to give you a little hint. Some franchises take very little capital, and there are some outstanding funding options available specifically for franchising. We've got a podcast or two specifically on that. So for a little bit more info, check out that. All of these things we're going to be able to help you with to find that fit. And now, as a business owner, channel that work ethic, that competitiveness, the understanding to follow that game plan, and then be able to improve on it, enhance it, adapt as things adjust and change around you. If anything, 2020 has taught us adapt or die, brother. So we've got to be able to do that. But you need a solid foundation to be able to make adjustments, right? You also want that strong support system. The franchisor is at times going to kind of act as your coach. They are probably not going to yell at you and make you run sprints if you're not on the right path, but they're going to teach you how to do it. They're going to guide you back kind of in the lane if that happens, to again make sure you're successful. So just like any good team, right, they're going to be only as successful as their owners are, right? So as a team, we're only going to be as successful as those players are. All of those things really lend itself very well for folks coming out of that transition from being a competitive athlete, being a coach, and rather than trying to jump into the corporate world where you will have just mountains of frustration. And then the other thing is with franchising, is the industry and the importance or lack thereof. And again, we've had a whole podcast just on industry. For folks in the corporate world, it can be a driver. Transitioning out of athletics and probably a little bit more as a coach, trying to sit down and talk to somebody about how you could be, you know, a manager of company XYZ and manage their sales team or their team doing this or that. When you've been running the entire team that you have, managing, recruiting the staff, recruiting your players, managing them, managing the budget, every aspect of it, you've been running a business. Good luck trying to talk to somebody about managing their inside sales team or their production team or their warehouse team coming out of athletics. They're not going to understand that you have the skill set to do that. Franchisors do. They're not focused on the industry. They're focused on what you're bringing to the table. You're smart men and women coming out of that situation. You can learn what that new industry is because, again, as the owner, you're not going to be the doer. I use a basketball example with this. As a point guard, being able to coach a power forward or a center, right? I didn't have to play that position to know how to coach it. So you don't have to be the doer. You have to be that leader, right? And that influencer. Those are the things that you can do. The franchisor understands that. So that's what we look at this. And again, all those things that match up and align for coaches, former athletes, transitioning into that role as a franchise owner. And then lastly, and again, we've had topics just on this, the ability to scale and grow that business to whatever you want it to be. Is it one small unit? Awesome. Do you want to have an entire metro area or state or region all to yourself? You can build it into those things. So as you're thinking about that transition, and you're used to being around a team with a great game plan, you're used to being surrounded by like-minded people where you can use your skills, work ethic, and determination to succeed, then maybe, just maybe, franchise ownership is your exit strategy from athletics without having to sacrifice who you are. Say, hey, let's be honest. If you are still tuned into this, clearly you are intrigued. So what we'd like to do, we'd like to encourage you to schedule an introductory call with us. FranCoach.net, hit the contact us form, find us there, direct line straight to me on the phone, 602-920-8401, call, text anytime. But set up that call. There's never, ever any fee for our service. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today so you can create your better tomorrow. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Fran Coach Franchising 101 podcast series. We appreciate it. We hope we get to talk to you very soon and help you, again, create your better tomorrow. Thanks so much. Stay safe, everyone, and have a great day.